Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
From God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio.
Long, cold day.
I guess so.
cut this out, man. We can jump right into this, man. Now, man, you was talking earlier, and I told you about I was talking to somebody. I don't know if they're going to call in or not, but it's with they, they was with their significant other for 19 years and said that he wasn't acting right, so that she had to leave him. And you were saying, you were saying 19 years.
For me, 19 years is, I mean, that's a long time. I'm pretty sure he's been acting funny the whole 19 damn years. But, I mean, if you could stay 18, she could stay another 18. I mean, people put up with somebody's bullshit for 19 years. I mean, what more can they do to make you walk away? That's a long fucking time.
So you know what I mean? Ladies, what can a man do after 19 years to make you want to walk away?
It may not even be anything he did. She may have, you know, just like men go through their midlife thing, women go through that too.
But 19 years?
It's just like you look back over your life. You see what I'm saying? And I think everybody has tended to, you know, do this at one point. You know what I mean? You look back over your life, you see all the shit you done been through, everything, and then you look like, I ain't gonna say wasted, but I done spent all this time, I don't know, with somebody who couldn't even give me what I needed or whatever the issue was or whatever they was going through. And here I am, 50 years old, you know how people get. And they feel like they missed out on a lot of shit.
Okay, now let me ask you a question. Now, with what you just said, wouldn't you have seen all that, like, 5 years into it?
They may have, but depending on their situation at that time. I mean, it depends on, you know, that's just like when you're a teen, you don't see things like you see things when you're in your 30s. You see what I'm saying? You think you got your whole life ahead of you, just the same life when you're in your 20s. And then when you're in your 30s, you're like, you start making better decisions on things. And, I mean, it's just, it depends on where you are in your life. Because they might think, oh, okay, I'm in my early 20s, and it's been 5 years, but maybe he'll change. Maybe this will happen. You know, you have hopes. You know, you have a better outlook than when you're 40 and you still going through the shit. You know what I'm saying? It looks different.
I heard everything you just said, but I still don't. I'm not understanding what you said. I heard what you said, but I don't understand what you said.
Oh, man.
Motherfucker acting like, okay, she said he was acting funny. But 19 years, I'm pretty sure he's been acting funny from the damn beginning. So my question is, why would you go through it for 19 years and then all of a sudden now you can't handle it. It's too much to bear now. But you've been dealing with it for years.
Sometimes, okay, if you've been with somebody for 19 years, people change. And it don't always be the case that for 19 years a motherfucker was acting funny or for 18 years or whatever. You know what I mean? Sometimes people get to a different point in their life. Perhaps he wasn't, you know, he wasn't happy, so he began to change. You know what I mean? Things weren't going like they used to be, or, you know, maybe they just grew apart. I mean, relationships, people stay together for all kinds of different reasons. So, you know, without knowing more of what the circumstances was, just based on what, you know, we've been told, I mean, shit, things can change in 19 years. You know, whereas the first 18 years might have been blissfully happy, but this last year, you know what I mean, shit started going wrong on either side.
Well, year, but if the first 18 was so happy, you have one rough year, and then you're just going to walk away.
Okay, and maybe it was gradual. Maybe it was a gradual decline in the relationship. You know what I'm saying? And year after year, a person thought, okay, well, you know, sometimes you hold on to what it used to be in hopes that, okay, you can get back to where we were. A lot of times people stay together for that reason alone. Like, you know what I'm saying? When we first got together, we were blissfully happy and shit. And, you know what I mean? I'm going to hang on another year. Maybe we can get back there and hang on another year. Maybe we can get back there. You know what I mean? People, you never know. People stay together for, it's been people that stayed together for 40 years and broke up. You know what I'm saying? That's 41st year. What changes for them?
Yeah, if we got 19 years in here, well, you know, ain't no breaking up. Fuck that. We going to die together. I mean, why would you want to start over? You got 19 years with the same person? Is it even worth starting over?
Maybe they just don't want to be with anybody. They might not want to be with nobody else. They might just want to be by their damn self. Yeah. They might not even want to start over.
If you invested damn near 20 years into a relationship with a person, depending on what I'm saying, maybe over them 20 years you've been stacking up your change. Maybe over them 20 years, you know what I'm saying, the kids then grew up and everybody else is out of the house and now you just want to experience some time for yourself. I mean, shit, it happens.
I mean, I swear, both of my grandmothers were married to their husbands in their teens. You know, that's just how it was back then. So, I mean, can you imagine being married to somebody? You know, they were married to them until their husbands died. Neither one of them got with somebody else. I mean, I could just imagine, and both of them were crazy. So I could just imagine having to, you done spent from the age of 13, 14 with this same person until they died at the age of 60 or 70. It's your whole life. You know what I'm saying? It's like that's your whole life that went bad.
You done went through all the
ups and downs with that one person.
Hold your thought, Janine. We got a new caller. Caller, what's that?
What's up? It's Molly.
What's cracking, dog?
Ain't nothing.
All right. So we're going to bring you up to speed.
I heard about the situation y'all was talking about. I was listening.
Okay, what you think then?
I mean, I understand what Janine and them is trying to say. You know, some people do change after, you know, I'm talking about 18, 19 years. You know, just like the example of my parents, hell, they broke up after, you know, 27 years.
Dang,
it seemed like they waited up good enough to where me and my sister got grown to decide to, you know, to help with it, let's break it off.
Now, let me ask you a question. Have you ever talked to your parents about that? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever looked to your moms and pops, like, well, did y'all stay together until we was gone? You know, like, did y'all know y'all was going to break up when we was little? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I never really had no conversation but with them about that exactly. But, you know, you could tell, when the love is gone, you know, it's just they're just doing it out of convenience and trying to keep a family, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Man, that's tough, man. 18 years, 27 years.
I mean, my grandparents were married for 48 years. And my grandmother decided after 48 years of marriage that she didn't want to be with my grandfather anymore. And she took him through all kind of hell and crap until the point where my grandfather passed away. My son is 4 years ago. And she's still here. But she's going through Alzheimer's and stuff, and she's going through her own shit. But that was 48 years in marriage. And when you think about it, all of my My mother and all of her siblings are full-grown adults, you know what I'm saying, with grown kids. You know what I'm saying? She just changed. She got to a point where she just didn't want to be with him anymore. And that was that.
Yeah, but 48 years, you figure,
48
if you've been with somebody for 48 years, you've got to be close to 70. You know what I mean? If you, let's say you got married at 20. You've been married for 48 years. That's 68. Man, we might as well stay together and just die together. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of years to just walk away from. 48 years? Fuck it. We just going to die together. Fuck it.
But I wait. But some people just, I mean, maybe she was just felt like, hell, I'm so damn fed up with this nigga, I don't know what to do. I'm gonna leave, you know.
But think about this: you got 48 years. What can come up in a relationship after 48 years that you ain't already dealt with to make you walk away?
Maybe you don't want to deal with nothing else no more. I mean, 48 years or 4 years. I mean, maybe when a person reaches there, I mean, and that depends on the individual and the relationship. But when a person reaches that point where they don't want to deal with it no more, I mean, they just don't want to deal with it no more. After 48 years, I don't put up with all of your this and all of your that and vice versa. But now, you know, I would rather not die dealing with that.
Yeah.
I'd rather just die by myself.
Fuck that. I'm sorry. We've been together 48 years. I wish you would come to me talking about, hey, I'm tired. You better go take a nap.
You know what?
You would just be the one to get a restraining order. That's all.
I ain't get the restraining order. I bet I ain't signing no papers.
You ain't got to sign no papers. You don't have to sign nothing.
More often than not, though, while we're on the subject so seriously, more often than not, it's the woman that walks away before a man walks away. A man, you know what I mean, will be willing to stay until death, literally. But a woman usually decides, she's the one that usually walks away. Men don't typically leave.
48 years, I'd be damned if she walks away from me. She, once we get past 10, you fuck. You stuck. Ain't nothing you can do. Yeah, I mean, hey, if I invested 10 years in you, and you talking about this ain't working, man, please. You got nothing coming. Try to leave. See what happens.
She'll drive you crazy enough to make you want to leave.
Yeah.
Well, the vows say, love, honor, cherish, obey, till death do us part.
They'll be in there like War of the Roses.
Yeah.
Right.
In the house.
Yeah, I do.
Gotta kill each other. You have to watch that movie.
I'm saying it. I know what you're talking about. Lil' Kim and her dude, they didn't trust each other.
And they don't kill each other.
Kid Harlem Nights. He was trying to kill her, or he was trying to find out some information, and she was trying to kill him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wound up having a pop plan.
Ain't none of y'all leaving me.
Mm-hmm.
You fuck with me, you stuck.
And by the way, happy 4th anniversary. I forgot to how at y'all last week about that.
Oh, appreciate it, bro. It's all good. All
right.
I can't call it. Wick, what's up with you, bro? You kind of quiet tonight. What's on your mind, man? I guess another one is mine.
Yeah, have you ever, you know, I met somebody. Well, I met with somebody today at going to the store. Somebody I used to, I can't say the word despise, but me and him ain't never got along. You know, fighting from middle school to high school to even when you get got grown, still not liking each other, you know. And I just turned 40 years old, you know. I looked at him, he looked at me, and we just pounded each other up like, you know, man, this, it's been long enough. It's been long enough.
Well,
it's
I mean,
good to get that off your shoulder, you know.
Well, I hope y'all ain't out there trying to tussle around that 40.
No, hell no. I guess old age is like, man, we can't be doing this shit no more.
Okay, well,
and
why y'all
ain't
like
it? It ain't even got to be to the point where, you know, y'all sit down and have a drink together necessarily. It's just to the point where, like, if you cross one another's paths, you don't have no foul feelings to each other no more. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
Like, shit,
yeah.
What it was is what it was, and shit, we let that shit go.
Why did y'all not like each other? I mean, did something happen when y'all was little?
It's just, you know, some people just don't click, you know?
Mm-hmm. So, nothing major. Y'all just look at each other like, I don't like him. I don't like him.
Yeah, just like that's it. From elementary school on up. Y'all ever had that? Y'all ever had somebody, a beef with somebody? From little on up to when y'all was grown, like, man, I just can't stand this mouth. Like, this for, yeah, you don't know what kind of reason. It just is.
Oh, I got childhood enemies that I still don't like to this day. We ain't never crossed paths.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the mention of the motherfucker's name, I get upset. You know what I'm saying? I just get upset. I don't like that motherfucker. He don't like me. You know what I mean? We ain't never like, you know, hey, we ain't never really had no words or nothing to the point where we didn't like each other. It was just like, I don't like that motherfucker. Why? I don't know. I just don't. You know what else? You can't give a reason why you don't like this person. It's just, I don't like
them. I know exactly what you mean. It's just like, man, just don't click.
Well, exactly. So I got one of those. I don't even know if the motherfucker's still alive or not, but I can't stand his ass.
If you would see him, if you all ever met up somewhere, you think you would pound it out with him? Just like, hey, man, it's enough, or... You might
probably not, man. I hope he think the same way I think. And, you know, we too old about here trying to fight. You know what I'm saying? But now, I did run into a motherfucker that tried to jack me once. Ran into the motherfucker on the bus. I mean, you know, nothing happened. He spoke to me like, I'm like, why the fuck you speaking to me, man? You trying to jack me, dude. You thought about I forgot.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, I wasn't... He said, what's up? I ain't say shit. He kept on going. So just like that, I wasn't going to try to fight the motherfucker, nothing like that.
Have the ladies had any experience like that? I know ladies be having, maybe holding on to them grudges. Tough.
Ladies?
Yes, yeah. It's a couple of females that I come across, like, on Facebook, you know, as a, I mean, but that's as close as we come, but... Bitch, what do you want to be my friend for? I do not like you. I don't want to know how your life is being. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't surprise me if you've been in prison. It wouldn't surprise me if, you know what I'm saying, you rolling in dough right now. I don't give a shit. I never lost no sleep then, and I'm not losing no sleep now. Request denied.
What about you, Janine? You got some childhood enemies out there in the world?
Yeah, well, it was me. Everybody, that some a lot of people didn't like. So, but you know, it didn't bother me.
Say it again. I didn't hear you.
I said I was the one usually girls didn't like. So, but you know, that shit didn't bother me, not one bit.
Well, why they didn't like you?
I mean, like, this one girl, you know how you have mutual friends. Like,
right.
My friend was also her friend, but me and her weren't really friends, but she tried to hang with us at times when we hung together. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean.
But she wasn't on our level. You know what I'm saying? First of all, she was a year younger than us. And, I mean, she just wasn't on our level.
Mm-hmm.
And when, what happened? She called me, well, she claimed I stole her boyfriend, okay? And we ended up fighting at church.
Oh, wow.
And she just ain't never liked me ever since.
Y'all was fighting in between the pews, huh? Y'all was fighting in between the pews, huh?
You know what? Yeah,
yeah.
We were up to that point because this was after I had my daughter, which was his baby. So the guy she say I stole from her, it was his baby. And I'm fighting her. I got my daughter in my arm, fighting her. At church.
You got a baby by her boyfriend?
What'd you say?
You got a baby by her boyfriend?
Well, he wasn't her boyfriend. First of all, she shouldn't have been messing around with him in the first place. He was too old for her.
Okay. And she was a year younger than you.
Okay. I was more mature than her. Okay.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
He's more mature. He's more mature.
I'm just saying. And the shit she was doing, I mean, it was her fault. It was really her fault. And I just didn't feel bad. I don't know why. I just didn't. I felt like I saved your life. That's what I did for you. I saved you from having to be with some sorry-ass nigga. Because he got what was coming to him, too, because he was a pedophile. He got his, too.
He was a
You might as well say, well, shit. She was 14. Actually, she's 2 years younger than us. She was 13. I was 15. He was 20. Let's see. He was 21.
Oh, boy.
So he was a pedophile. And, you know, I was a kid, too. I felt like I was more mature than her. But by the time I got to having my daughter and all this and that, I kicked him out and told him he was a pedophile.
Because,
you know, it took me to get a little older, but I was just like, you know, I was fucked up during them years. Shit, I had a whole bunch of shit going on at home, and I was just looking for somebody to save me from that house, okay? So by the time I got out on my own, I looked at him, I despised him. I mean, and I ain't going to say despised him, like I despised him in a way where I felt like I couldn't be with somebody like that. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was all thinking we was about to get married and all this stuff. Cause we had been together off and on throughout them years. I think my daughter was like 5 or something. And I just looked at her one day. I was like, oh, you just sickness.
I know a bunch of cats like that, man. When I was getting out of high school, some of my dudes would still be rolling around the high schools. You know, if we 21, they still up there patrolling the damn high school and middle schools.
Middle
He said, like, man, what's wrong with y'all? Shit, they 14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had to kill a motherfucker, man. I'm glad my daughter got out of school. I don't have to worry about shit like that. I will kill a motherfucker. You 21, my baby's 15, 16, 17, and we got a problem.
you old, you too old. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I feel you. But they want somebody they can mold. You know, they figure I can't control this motherfucker that's 20. Give me somebody that's 15, 16 years old. You know, they gonna be in love with me because I'm an old nigga to them. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had a real awakening with my ass. See it. Nobody controlled my ass. But my thing was, I felt like I saved her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I look at it. So whether she got mad at me or whatever and felt like I stole him from her, he wasn't shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. He wasn't shit when it comes to that. Now, you know, that's my daughter's father. I still respect him in that
manner. That's what
helped
me sleep at night.
You know what? I had a situation kind of like similar, but it was the opposite. It was, I was dealing with a guy, and I was his first love. We were like 21. He's a few months older than me, but we're born the same year. So we were both like 21, and I was his first love. And we dated for about a year, a little over a year. And
look at yourself. Hold your thought for a second.
All right,
okay.
Carla, what's happening?
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We doing good. Who's this?
Peaches.
Okay, what's happening?
Hey, Peaches.
Hey, how's everybody?
Feeling like villains. We'll bring you up to speed. Go ahead, Lucas. Finish your point.
Well, I broke up with him, and I broke up with him kind of a foul way. And he went on to the military, went on with his life. I went on with my life. Well, several years later, you know, while he was in the military, he got married. By the time he came home from the military, I had got married. So we bumped into each other again on Facebook and realized that, you know, we weren't too far away from one another. So long story short, you know, he was like, I blame you for, you know what I'm saying, my marriage being fucked up, and I blame you for the way I treat women, and, you know what I'm saying, this, that, and the other. My thing was, okay, you know what? This is what I told him. I said, okay, yeah, I broke up with you in a real fucked up way, but the person that I broke up with you for is somebody that I had a devil of a life with, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucker hit on me. We argued all the time. It was abusive, you know what I'm saying? I was like, so I didn't, you know what I'm saying, prosper from that. You know, it's not like, you know what I mean, I got into some happy situation and I lived my life peacefully after that. I got, you know what I'm saying, it was like one of them what goes around comes around things. So it was like, shit, you can't blame me for what happened, because I told him, everybody's been in love and had their heart broken before. You know what I'm saying? I didn't mean to break your heart, and I didn't know that's how you felt about me until now. So you can't blame me for your life being fucked up and your marriage being fucked up. Shit, I didn't do that. You made a choice.
So you say you left him for another dude?
Yep, I broke up with him, and then I wound up getting, I broke up with somebody else, and then when I got into that relationship, the first year of our relationship was sweet. After that, it went downhill, and I stayed with that man for 4.5 years.
So what I'm asking you is, so you was already messing around with dude before you broke up with the other dude, right?
No, I wasn't already messing around with him. My son's babysitter lived in the same building that he lived in. We never did anything. You know what I'm saying? He used to always flirt with me and shit like that. And then this one particular night, I decided to give him a chance. And after that night, I was like, okay, we can go ahead and do this. So I broke up with who I was with. It wasn't no previous messing around. It was a bad decision all the way around.
How was it no previous messing around? I mean, I'm just trying to get your story straight.
I never went out with him. I never did anything with him physically. All there was he would flirt with me when I would go drop my son off and pick my son up. I never kissed him, never touched him, never exchanged phone numbers, never nothing. in one particular day, I think, you know, whatever was going on between.
You know, they say flirting is a way of physical contact.
Physical contact is physical contact. Everybody, exactly. Everybody flirts. Physical contact is physical. That means when you first kiss, when you first touch, when you first hug, when you first are intimate with somebody, that's physically.
Mm-hmm.
That's physical. I mean, everybody flirts. Like I said, when I would drop my son off in the morning, he would be up and looking for me, basically. He would say something to me. I was on my way to work, so there was
Did you ever flirt back?
I mean, I smiled at the man. I was never rude to him or nothing like that. Did I flirt back? Did I give him any indicator that we could do something? No. I never was like, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I'll call you. We never exchanged phone numbers or nothing. It was just that. I would drop my son off, he would flirt with me. I would pick my son up, he would flirt with me. Then one night, he said something to me, and I was like, all right, cool. So I hung out with him. And then after that, I broke up with my boyfriend. I was like, you know what? Because he was the type of person where he would let me walk all over him. I would tell him to do something, and he would do it. You know what I mean? And I was young. I didn't like that. You know what I mean? So I broke up with him.
If y'all would have had two computers, y'all would have been chatting. That's how relationships start nowadays.
And then he later on, like I said, wound up hating me. And it was like, well, shit, I'm sorry for what I did, you know, and how I broke up with you. But everybody's had their heart broken before. And like I said, I didn't. That was a shitty ass deal for me. Because that motherfucker wound up putting his hands on me, and, you know what I mean, all kind of shit went wrong for me in that relationship. So it's not like, you know what I mean, like I said, I broke up with him, and my life was happy after that, because it wasn't.
Right.
I suffered the consequences. It was like one of those what goes around comes around, because he was a good guy, and I fucked him over, and then, you know, for somebody else who... I like to say, sold me a dream, and I bought it, you know, and he fucked me over. So it was like, shit, I got what was coming to me for fucking over a good guy.
Hey, I got 40 acres for sale if you're interested.
Nah, that's a lesson learned, buddy.
No, see, it's a real good property. It sits on the hill and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I can send you pictures. I just want 10 G's for it, 40 acres for 10 G's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you buying dreams, I can tell you one.
Oh, he is not right.
He sold her a dream that she bought. I'm just expanding on. I got some land.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to build no relationship, but I got some land for sale.
Yeah, when I was 21, I might have bought that dream, but I'm not 21 no more. I didn't go the fuck up.
All right.
Let me ask everybody a question. Since y'all hit on this a little bit earlier. Is flirting, does anybody think flirting is a form of cheating?
No.
Not until it becomes physical.
I agree with that too. Flirting is flirting. That's just like me say, hey, Father Time, how you doing, handsome? Now, where did we cheat at? All I was doing was flirting. I didn't say kiss, touch. I said, hey, Father Time, how you doing, handsome?
Yeah, but at the same time,
nope.
Flirting can turn into cheating later on.
Right, but that ain't what you asked. That wasn't your question. Your question was flirting, form of cheating, and it's not. That was the question you asked. So you said it can turn into it, but that wasn't the question you asked. You asked, is it cheating? And it's not.
And you answered your own question right there when you said
right.
Flirting turns into cheating. That answers
right.
The question. No, flirting is just flirting.
Yep.
Hold that thought. We got to call. Carla, what's happening?
Hey, I was just speaking.
Who's this?
But, hey. Oh, hey, Miss Peaches, this fan.
Saying?
Oh, hey, ladies, yeah.
Hey,
Sam.
Hello.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, whatever.
You know what, Mama? I'm trying to get my earplugs in. What's that again?
Hold on, we got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Girls of Pimps 2.
This is who?
Girls of Pimps 2.
Hey.
She's back.
Okay, well, you got the perfect name.
I think I do, but you know what? I just want to jump in and comment because you did ask, is there a difference between flirting and cheating? You know, it just kind of depends on the couple and where you set your boundaries.
Okay, I need you to expand a little bit more. What do you mean, what boundaries?
Okay, what I'm saying is this, is what I consider to be flirting, you know, eye contact, a conversation without that touch. And so to your partner, that may be considered cheating because that should be just for your mate. And so I think that
a sexual conversation, I think that's cheating, and it's not with me. You're cheating on me.
I mean, you can have a sexual conversation without having verbal words come out
exactly,
your mouth.
I agree.
You see what I'm saying?
Body language.
It depends. To me, you know, I'm a social butterfly, so I've always been mistaken as flirting. I'm just being me, you know. But to the next man, you know, or next woman, it may be viewed as a different way, you know. And I just think that it just kind of depends on the couple and where they have those boundaries that are set between them.
Okay. Somebody disagreed with me. Who was that disagreed with what I said? I heard somebody say, I agree. Was that you?
No, I was agreeing with her. I was just saying that I feel it's the same way. Body language is a sign of flirting. And you can look at somebody deeply and you know what it's going to lead to. So that's just my opinion.
All right, I might be the devil's advocate here, but I just got this one question. Why flirt if you're happy with your significant other?
That's why you're flirting, because you're not.
Right.
So you already got the mind of cheating in your head anyway.
I have to disagree.
It all depends.
I work in a place. I work at a liquor store, and flirting is a part of my job. It just is. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It doesn't go with me. You know what I'm saying? I have a customer who's been coming for however long, who might be one of my regular customers. Now, me and that customer, we might smile back and forth one another. We might say, you know what I'm saying, woo. But it doesn't ever go any further than me on
right.
my side.
That's
account,
not cheating. That's
him on his side of the counter. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
You know what? If I was any one of y'all's man, we would have a serious problem.
Why? He man. Woman.
I got a problem with that. Why in the hell are you over there flirting? In the first
okay,
show.
Do you look at other women? Father Time, be honest. Now, when you with your woman, do you look at other women?
When I'm with her, no.
Come on,
you're lying. You're lying.
Keep it 100 with those.
You could be with your woman, and I'm telling you, before you look, she done already looked at you looking.
Right, exactly.
No,
exactly. Because he's a man. All men look. Hell, if I'm with a man and I see something that caught my eye, hell yeah, I'm going to look. I ain't going to look and flirt and talk like, hey, meet me around the corner. No, I'm going to look and glance and keep it pushing. Just be like, damn, you know?
To yourself.
Do that. Try that shit with me.
All right.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I'm just just saying, keep it real. If I was your woman and you glance or look, that I would want you to look. Because if you didn't look, I'd be thinking something wrong with you.
First of all, let me tell you a little secret. If I'm with my woman, first of all, I'm not going to disrespect her by looking at another woman.
But that's not disrespectful. That's right. You're telling me if Beyonce was to walk past you and your girl with a bathing suit on, you ain't going to look.
I fuck her. I'm with my woman. Now, if I ain't with my woman, then yeah, I'm going to look.
But you know what? I want to say something to
you. And I want to say that that's some bullshit simply because you're a human being. People walk past
exactly.
You. Beautiful it's people not walk flirting. Past you all the time. Just because you happen to notice a person is not the same thing as gawking at a person. Or, you know what I'm saying, to the point where...
Like you want to get with them.
Or no, right. To the point where they walk past you and your head steadily following them. That's not what we're talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't help but notice beautiful people. I mean, it just is what
exactly.
It is. I have been a many a person with my husband and saw both men and women who are just attractive people. You can't help but to notice. I mean, that's
right.
Just like you see
other right, people. And then you can gotta be harsh mouth. That's not it. You know, I think it for me and anybody that I deal with, I'm pouring them out for you. It makes me feel good that somebody is looking at mine.
Thank you.
Don't
right.
Be disrespectful.
Right.
Compliment.
That
it's
makes me feel real good.
Right,
you know?
Yeah, they looking like, what you got over there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very secure with me. See, that's the thing. I'm secure with me.
Exactly.
Yeah, mine.
That part.
I'm going to catch a motherfucker looking at my wife.
That is a compliment. I mean, you
have to look at your wife. That's when you're supposed to go ahead and grab her ass real close to you.
Exactly.
Grab
right.
Her ass.
Exactly.
Like, this is mine. This is mine.
That's what you do.
Man, y'all
you
got life
don't
fucked
don't
up.
Don't get upset with that man.
You should be good. You should be happy when somebody gets your woman. When somebody gets your woman.
I'm a confident man.
You could be upset when that man.
Find your chest out.
You could be upset when that man come up to your wife and say, hey, baby, you know what I'm saying? That's when you
get that's disrespectful, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But if somebody is checking out your wife, shit, and you catch that nigga checking out your wife, you better grab her ass, smack her
it's
ass.
A fine
her
line.
Kids,
it's a line.
Pull her hair, you know what I'm saying? Look in her eyes, do something sexy. Let that nigga know, yeah, she fine, ain't she? She going home
ain't
with me.
That's why she walking with me on my arm. That's what you tell
that's
her.
Right.
That's a confident man.
Hey,
get the fuck out of here.
Hey, y'all don't know. Y'all talking
about it. Hey,
Cass. What's up, everybody? What's up?
Hey, but I'm telling the truth, though. Now, Cass, you answer the question. If some man look at your woman when y'all walking down the street, is you going to get mad?
No.
Nah, not really.
Thank you.
Not
thank
fuck
you.
All y'all.
Disrespectful tone.
What do you mean?
Right.
If the nigga don't walk up and try to grab your woman or come
right.
Up
and walk up and grab her and do all that, I mean, if he looking, shit, I know I got something good on my arm.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I mean, because I've been somewhere with my significant other and seen a pretty chick walk past and he look at her and then, yep, okay, but...
Shit, because I'm telling you, well, damn, she look good, too. Dang, I look just as well as you look.
I mean, but shit, then he
right?
I'm with a pretty chick, so fuck that pretty chick. That's all she is a pretty chick.
Right.
Well, there's nothing wrong with looking, but I think it's a fine line with groping. You are not about to grope nobody while you with me. That's disgusting.
Exactly.
So.
You know what I'm saying? My idea of flirting is if you can't do it in my face, now you're cheating. If you, you know what I'm saying, if you can't do it while you with me, then I feel like you're cheating. You know what I'm saying? You can have a conversation with a woman because, like I said, like I work in a very public place. If my significant other comes in and, you know what I'm saying, starts having a conversation with someone else that I work with who happens to be an attractive woman, am I going to look at that as a fucked up thing? No, of course not. You know what I mean? Shit, like you said, I'm secure with myself.
Right.
So that's just all it is. That's just my significant
you better take your ass to the store with that.
You silly.
I'm hating Father Time.
Hey.
Yeah, I've been somewhere where a motherfucker, you like, you know me, you seen somebody who you used to know and motherfucker walk up to me and try to hug.
Wait a minute, y'all. I was just following the conversation. And y'all don't feel that'll be disrespectful if you flirted in front of your significant other.
Flirting in front of them is disrespectful.
Yeah, you don't think that'll turn into a problem?
No.
It, what's the definition?
Not at all.
I mean, some people definition is, hey, how you doing? And some people definition is looking. So you have to, you know that person. What is the real definition of flirting?
Man, you better change your tone when I walk around and this nigga standing by you. You better,
everybody know me, this is how I address everybody. Hey, baby, how you doing? That's just how I am. I say that to a woman, to a man, whoever. That's just who Peaches is. I can't speak for everybody else, but that's who Peaches is. And people that know me know that's what I do. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, baby, how you doing? Now, where was I wrong again?
That's not flirting.
Right. You have to know the person. Exactly. It's a fine line. It's a person's definition.
Exactly.
That's not flirting. To me, anyway.
Well, I mean, like, I've been in the
You know when you're physically attracted to somebody, you're going to flirt. And that's
right.
where it really boils down to, a physical attraction.
Right,
at the end
exactly.
of the day.
That's fine, as long as you don't do it in front of me.
Exactly.
No,
we women rule again. We women are right. We women are right. We rule again.
Okay, so, if you want me to do it behind your back, that's when it turns into cheating. If I say hi to a man, if we together, me and you go together.
You're
okay,
not going to sit in front of me and flirt with this dude in my face.
Hold on for a second, y'all. I heard everybody's voice. Let me go to my man Marty Ma. He's usually on my side on shit like this. Marty Ma,
what's going on?
Can a motherfucker in front of you?
If somebody in front of me.
Can somebody flirt with your wife? Can another dude sit there and have a flirtatious conversation with your wife in front of you?
No, that ain't going down.
But that ain't what you said earlier, boo. That ain't what you said earlier.
Right, that's not.
Don't switch it up. That is not what you said earlier.
Okay.
Because ain't nobody going to flirt in front of the other person, not unless they
want
to make you jealous.
I slapped your side of your head, didn't you know we're going to have a problem. That's the difference. Flirt in front of me, I'm going to slap your side of your head. That's the difference. But that ain't what you said earlier. Come on, keep it 100. Come on.
I'm not saying we're going to flirt with the other person. I mean, come on. Come on.
Nah.
Marty Ma, let me ask you a question. You're married, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you have a problem, you and your girl walking down the street, you and your wife, y'all walk down the street, would you have a problem with her turn around looking at another man?
Yeah.
No.
You know, he better
that's my point.
Whatever. Y'all full of the baloney and the...
What are all y'all ladies that was food? Y'all said that was a carpet.
But there's nothing wrong with looking. If I'm walking with you, Father Time Cast, or any of y'all men, Marty Marr, any of y'all, if I was y'all woman, and we walking together, and I see a man with his shirt off with a six-pack, muscles, hell yeah, I'm going to look. But I'm not going to look to the point to where I'm going to disrespect my mate or to, you know what I'm saying, give the other guy, she looking at me, let me go back and get her attention. No, I'm just going to glass and keep it pushing.
See, it's looking and looking like that motherfucker a piece of meat.
What else did we say, girl?
Yeah, that's the difference.
It's a
difference, you can look. I have no problem with that. But you looking like that motherfucker the next goddamn meal while I'm black ass at work. Nah, that might not work.
It ain't going to work.
That ain't going to work. But I don't give a fuck.
Everybody
knows he's
with me.
and I see you turn around and look at another man, I don't care if that shit was the fucking sex.
Man,
look at that.
I was saying not to care of your manhood.
Well, see, because if I'm
down
the street with you and I see R. Kelly, you don't think I'm going to go back and get R. Kelly's autograph or take a picture with R. Kelly. You got me fucked up. You might as well just break that.
Oh, R. Kelly. I'm supposed to be
like... You said
well,
R. Kelly.
Relationship is over.
You could have said
you gonna
anybody
break up
else.
You're going to break up with me because I went to get R. Kelly's autograph.
Right. I'd have been like, wait up for me, baby. Wait up. I'm coming with you. Let me go get R. Kelly's autograph and picture.
Well, yeah,
that's extreme.
Hey, Father,
that's
Father
extreme.
Time,
that's
Lisa West Usher.
Yeah, that's extreme. You're talking about R. Kelly and you're talking about R. Kelly and Morris Chestnut or...
My wife already knows.
If I see Vanessa Williams walking down the street, she can be right with me. It's on.
Hypocrite.
I mean, y'all talking about famous people. I'm talking about the everyday joke.
Real life, yeah.
That's what I said. If Ray Ray come walking past, you know what I'm saying, come walking past me, nah, I'm not finna disrespect you. You know what I'm saying? Go turn around and get Ray Ray's number. Of course.
Are you, but you're going to disrespect me for R. Kelly.
get R. Kelly's autograph, that's your problem, not mine.
R. Kelly gonna get you fucked up.
R.
Kelly's autograph is gonna be worth millions if he can pop out before I do. You better go ahead and let me get this.
All right. Keep telling yourself that. As soon as that motherfucker leaves, it's home.
But yeah,
oh
it's
my
all
God!
Relationship you got.
That just means you're extremely insecure, and again, that's your problem. I'm not
that part.
Right.
I'm not insecure.
I said it. Halle Berry
comes strolling past
not
me. Guess
a confident
what?
Man.
I'm gonna be the same shit. I'm gonna go get Halle Berry's autograph. If you feel motherfucking, if you don't feel no shame by that, or you don't feel like I disrespected you for going to get Halle Berry's autograph, you shouldn't feel no different about me going to get R. Kelly's autograph.
All right,
pretty
damn.
I mean, what's the chances of you running into R. Kelly?
That's not what he said. He said he got no problem. Just when he get home, you better knuckle up.
Bullshit.
Man,
what type of
shit
is that? If R. Kelly snatch me up and I go get in R. Kelly's limo, then you can have a problem.
Right.
No, I've been to his house. It's not all of
that.
You better bring some R. Kelly money home, goddammit.
That is money.
He ain't giving up no money. You can't even wear your coat in his house. No coat, no
phone. You better not come home then. You better goddamn cash me out at the door.
That autograph is money, because like I said, that motherfucker going to be worth millions. Should he pop off before I do, before you do?
As long as I get my 60%, I don't care.
Whatever.
Well, you can't even fast. You can sit 60% of yourself down, okay? That's what you can do.
Okay, kill him again.
60% because 50% because we're together, and the 50% because you ran your ass over there to another nigga while you was walking with me.
Whatever. You got it.
R. Kelly, so that's my 10%.
R. Kelly don't care.
You got 60%.
You gonna write a song
about it. You got 60% worth of attitude when I got the autograph.
That's all
so
he
I
is.
I expect 60% of the money if I should get rich off of it. You get 60% of my ass. That's what you can do.
If you take the 50% out your ass, hey, we can go that way too.
Wow.
I'm gonna get my 60%.
Open up another chapter.
You know, they had a movie. What was it? It was like $1 million to sleep with somebody's wife.
I wouldn't care, though. If you went over there, got his autograph, that's you. You know what I'm saying? If we was walking, you saw another nigga, you looked at him, you coming home with me. What the fuck I'm worried about?
At the end of the day.
Getting this shit.
At the end of the day.
If anything, I might try something different since you looked at this nigga in the bath, in the bedroom. But other than that, no, I wouldn't care.
What would you try different?
My wife, listen to me, man.
I changed my shirt.
Whatever you've been telling me know about.
Wow.
Somebody got some horrible background.
Yeah, somebody watching the news.
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
It ain't me.
God damn it,
my dog's not even barking.
See, I found it.
Mm-hmm. Who was the culprit?
Well,
like I was telling you, man, you said that if your woman, if you walk down the street with your woman and you she checking out other men, and you say you would change him in the bedroom.
I said, look, not groping, look. Look is no big deal to me. I mean, I'll try to take it out in the bedroom. Hey, she coming home with me.
I just changed my shirt.
You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Wow.
Like that dollar bill, another motherfucker in front of me. I don't give a fuck who it is. That motherfucker ain't in her family. We got a problem. What's he looking at him for?
So what if you're watching a movie?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I say something? Now I'm set back. I've been listening to this, and I got to ask my man, what's the problem, dog?
What problem? I mean, I think it's disrespectful. If you want to look at another motherfucker, that's fine. That's
so,
fine. I don't have
she's supposed to walk through the world with blinders on for the rest of her life because she with you?
Yeah.
Hell
really?
No.
So you with a 24/7.
You can save that drama.
I'm saying when we're together.
Okay. And all bullshit aside, when y'all together.
And I'm the motherfucking single.
Hold on, man. Hold on. When y'all together, I mean, dog, y'all walking through a mall or something. She's supposed to just not focus. Oh, just stay focused on you all the whole time.
I'm not saying stay focused on me. I'm saying if you're gonna check out a motherfucker, don't make the shit obvious. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, but if a guy walks by, she look at him, and I mean, you catch her looking at him, you really gonna start a fight? She didn't say nothing to the man. The man didn't say nothing to her. She looked at him, and you know, she might have thought he. One thing Wick said. Maybe you could take a page out of whatever he's doing.
Okay, yep. I got a question. Why would a man get upset? Like, just say, for instance, a dude didn't walk by your girl. And, you know, he might, like, look at her in like, a way as to say, you know, you look good. And she with a dude, and she just smiles. And then the dude is ready to flash off on her, like, she did something wrong.
That's an insecure man.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, with that, I'm not going to say it's so much of an insecure thing. That's just like, well, Father Time, if he
going
said that if she looked at somebody and she glanced, if she caught and he called her, okay, I mean, you know, she didn't say nothing to him, he didn't say nothing to her, but now, I mean, we laugh and joke, but it is a such thing as reckless eyeballing. Now, if y'all reckless eyeballing each other, then that's something totally different. I mean, if he looking like, you know, I want to fuck you, and she like, yeah, I want to fuck you too, as soon as I get rid of him, then, yeah,
yeah,
you
that's
got
what
a
they
problem
call
on your hands.
That's what they call groping, ain't it?
That's the difference.
But now, if you, I mean, now, what you were saying, I think that kind of falls in that category. Like, if I'm being her walking and this motherfucker, he put his...
I'm with my guy, okay? I'm with my guy. And some dude just walks by and just looks at me as if to say, And I just happened to catch that look. And,
right.
You know, but I'm with my guy and I just smile. You know what I mean? Now,
No, yeah, that's reckless eyeballing now. You reckless eyeballing.
Oh, really?
First of all, you responded to his look because you said,
No, that was the look that he gave me, and I caught it. But I'm with my guy.
But you still responded to it.
But then my dude is ready to take my damn head off because he caught the whole thing from him. But because of that smile... He's ready to flash off on me.
I mean, you know what? I mean, my thing is this. That's just like, okay, that's just like if a woman... Hold on. If a woman, that's just like if I'm walking by, me and you walking together, and a woman, like, she give me that same look. Now, I'm not going to turn around and give her a smile like, I seen that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. That's disrespectful. I'm disrespecting you when I do that. But now I can't I can't stop a motherfucker from looking at you. That I can't do. I mean, you looking at a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Shit, you can't stop that. But I mean, some things are just disrespectful. Now that you done turned around and gave him $1 million smile, and he done gave you $1 million.
No, I didn't say no turned around. I'm saying y'all are passing, and it just hasn't.
I mean, passing, turn around, it's all the same thing. So you trying to put that little curve on it, but it's all the same thing.
No, man.
No, okay, wait. No. Let me ask a question because this is a good question. I work in a very, very public place, okay? So what if I got a customer in front of me and he's flirting? My man, I know my man is behind this customer, and my man knows that. You know,
see, you compare it. No, you can't compare it because you work in an environment where you got to be courteous. You got to be you can't be in that motherfucker's house. You talking about who next? Come on, motherfucker. No, you can't be like that. So, no, you can't be
ready. Okay. I get
you. You can't. I mean, like I said, that is just some random shit. Then that's something totally different. Because, I mean, if you sitting there like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, hell, I done seen situations where, hell, I've been with somebody and they told me, shit, you see old girl looking at you? Like what? What the hell, girl? Looking at you, checking you out. Okay.
Is that the point where you stick your chest out?
You said what?
Is that the point where you stick your chest out and make sure your eyebrows is, you know, all attached? Like, shit, where's she at?
No,
is that
No. It wouldn't be done like that. I'm just saying.
Whatever.
I mean. But what you mean? Whatever. It wouldn't be nothing like that. I mean, it's just a simple fact that, I mean, I ain't finna disrespect her and just be like, oh, where she at?
In your mind, ain't you gonna feel good?
Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody. I mean, let me answer the question. Everybody. I mean, you don't want. I mean, I would think that you would feel good to somebody looking at your man. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Thing they doing is saying, damn, she got him. Or, I mean, like they with the fellas, like, damn, he got her? Yes, I do. everything. I mean, come on now. We grown. We adults now. I mean, you might have a feeling of, okay. But, I mean, as far as, oh, yeah, look at me. Come on, man, we too old for that.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna do like my man and slap the shit out you just cause you the motherfucker.
You gonna get slapped back.
I'm just saying, I ain't gonna do like my man. You gotta calm down there, brother. You can't be talking about choking a motherfucker in the mall. They will take your ass to jail for it. That's all I'm saying. Now, reckless eyeballing is one thing, but I mean, shit. If a motherfucker acknowledging that your woman is fine, then I mean, shit. Go ahead and acknowledge it.
Right.
Acknowledge it, brother. Because I mean, at the end of the day,
just a compliment.
My thing is this: only if you can see what's gonna happen when I get her home.
And I agree with the lady. Well, the lady said, shit, I'll grab her ass or get behind to kiss her on the neck or something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you rather do that, make you feel better, shit, because I'm taking this home. Look all you want to.
Right.
But
right.
You know what? We went to Jewtown once, and I didn't know that the guy was with the girl because she had kind of, like, walked off. And, I mean, yeah, we was like, God damn. You know, he walked past us. He looked. He say, she finding the motherfucker, ain't she? I said, yeah, that's she, bad motherfucker.
Confident.
That motherfucker walked right up, kissed her, and said, damn, bruh, yeah, he's like, I'm going to have fun with this. I couldn't do shit but take my hat off to him. I said, damn. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, but had he been right there, standing right there, I wouldn't have did all that. But, shit, he wasn't standing right there. He walked. He came from behind me. Now, a less confident person probably would have smacked the shit out of her. Because she seen us looking.
But not doing nothing.
Yeah, I mean, she, and right. To her credit, like I said, she seen us looking. I mean, she gave a smile, but it wasn't no... Damn, nigga, come here, smile. It was more like a thank you smile.
Thank
like,
you
know, thank
right.
you for the compliment.
Right.
You know, but she didn't, you know, she wasn't like, yeah, damn, what's up with you? I was just like, because, you know, I ain't going to lie, shit. We was throwing lines at her. She smiled, waved. I mean, brushed us off ever so nicely, you know. Cool. But then, like I said, he walked behind me. Was like, damn, she finding the motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, but she ain't giving nobody no play. Nigga said, watch this. Walk right up, kissed her, looked back at me and grinned. I said, bravo, brother, bravo. But, I mean, you talking about smacking shit out of motherfucker and choking them and a little bit too much.
A lot too much.
But nah, I ain't gonna lie, some motherfuckers might. Now, with the ladies that do, I mean, with all this being said, I mean, do you ever think about that? Like, okay, I was being a tad bit disrespectful.
You know when you're wrong. You know when you're wrong. You like you said, you're grown. Everybody grown. You know when you're doing something wrong.
Now, for the person who said that I was with, that if they was with their man, and
the
he smiled and I smiled.
Men, you know.
You don't think you would be wrong for that? Hello?
I am who I am. And you knew that off of day one.
Okay, so because
I mean,
you are who you are, that means it's good to be disrespectful?
No, see, it depends on what you did being disrespectful.
You said what now?
You know.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I'm not going to do anything that I wouldn't do without you. I do it with you.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? But that's me. But as far as the disrespect comes in, you know, no. Phone number, I'll call you later. Well, then again, maybe I would. But it would be on a whole different level for business purposes or something like that. That's my personality. That's just how I am. You know,
well,
accept that. Can I mean? You're the one with the choices. Either you accept that, you with it, or you not. You know?
Yeah, you just took what I said. Because I was going to say, if you supposed to love that person anyway, and if you've been with them and you know how they, like you say, day one person supposed to know how they are or how they going to be, you know how I am, and we together, you know you ain't going to do that around me because you know I might act a fool. You know, even though you are who you are, if you love that person that much, people do change for love. They might not change much, but they change enough to satisfy their significant other.
But, man, who is that saying, Who is that doing all that,
People do change enough to satisfy their significant other if they want
to
keep
it. I agree with you, dog, but I'm trying to figure out who's saying this, Who's saying that, like that?
I said, Somebody else said,
They ain't copping up to it, man. They ain't copping up to it.
I agree with you.
Peaches said, Somebody else said, Now, if they don't speak up, that's on them, but I said,
Right.
Y'all speak up. She said, if you don't step in front of the line before we all go down, she's telling.
I mean, I'm just trying to figure it out. I mean, because, you know, I mean, I hear my man talking, and, I mean, for all practical purposes, I know he not that type that's going to smack no woman for real. But, I mean, I understand this thing about being disrespectful, but at the same time, you know, we all got to, you know, everybody, the line, I think it's a fine line. Like I said, if you're confident in yourself, you're confident in your other. Like I say, it's times that shit. I done been out, and she like, shit, go see what she talking about. You know what I'm saying? Or fuck it, I'll go see what she talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But now if you got a situation where, like Wick said, you know how she is and you know how he is, you know if you get the you get the reckless eyeball and that Ike Turner finna come out of him, or that deranged crazy motherfucker finna come out of her, man, you know, you know what you can and can't do.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. That's all.
And again, that's the confines of you all's relationship. You all define your own relationship. You know what you're going to put up with, what you're not going to put up with. And I'm saying, me being a social butterfly, like, you know, my partner might be a friggin' recluse or something, just, you know, a homebody. And just, you know, he's just not a social butterfly. But I am. But see, opposites attract. But how we define our relationship.
But no, that's not what I was saying. I said you're going to be you, but you might turn it down a little bit when that your man around because you know how he is. Because
okay, hold on. I don't mean to cut you off, dog, but I just want to say this one thing. Okay, this past weekend, all right, I'm at the gas station, right? I see a friend. Actually, it's a person that went with a relative of mine, and I seen it, and I was just being courteous, and I spoke. Hey, how you doing? And you know, she looked, she seen it was me. She said, "Can I get a ride now?" I'm like, yeah, because I'm thinking that her car might have stopped or something. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you can get a ride. Where you going? So she jumps in the car, you know, and she talking like, and then she says, fuck him. I said, fuck who? She say, dude I was with. I said, damn, I didn't know you was with a dude. I thought your car stopped. She said, well, no. She's like, did you see the car that was in front of you? I said, yeah. She said, did you see the girl that got out the car? I said, yeah. She said her dude turned around and looked at her and was like, damn, that bitch killing you. That bitch had her hair done. That bitch ass fat. Ooh, she killing you.
Disrespectful.
You said what?
Disrespectful. You need to get punched in his mouth.
All right, now hold on. Hold on. The story goes on. So she was like, oh, okay. I'll show you. Fuck you. So she jumps out the car. She sees me, and she jumps in the car with me. But now, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that, that all this was going on. I'm thinking that, you know what I'm saying, I'm thinking she was, her car stopped and she needed a ride. I'm like, well, shit, you know, she's a close friend of the family, I give her a ride. So as I'm giving her a ride, you know, she asking, how's the family doing, is that another? So I'm like, you know, I'm telling her everybody's doing all right. Dude is driving directly behind us. So she get out the car, and she like, well, tell your uncle I said hi and this, that, and the other. And as I'm getting ready to put the car in drive and pull off, dude comes around the garbage can and just commenced to whooping her ass. Like, bitch, you gonna disrespect me like that? Now, me personally, I pulled the fuck off. I left her there.
Yeah, because she put you in the middle of it in the first place. She was wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't blame you.
Right. And see, that's what I was upset about, because I was like, you know, I didn't, because had I known that you and this dude was in this situation like that, I wouldn't even let you get in the car, because, you know what I'm saying, this dude could have been like, well, fuck it, I'm going to shoot both of y'all.
Right.
You know, but my thing was, I don't know. I don't know what he said. I don't know what he said per se. I know what she told me he said, but I don't know if he really said it. But now I do know what she did. She jumped in my car to try to make him jealous.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She was wrong. All I do is she was wrong. Because boy, when he was shot, could have been horribly wrong. Because like he said, you don't know what the fuck is on that man's mind. He right behind you. He could be thinking when he get out the car, he's going to shoot you just to prove a point to her. You know what I'm saying? That's
exactly.
Fucking
exactly.
Fucking
I'm glad
you're
still here with us. That could have happened.
That would have been back in the day, boy. Bro, would have did. Yeah, I'd have shot both you motherfuckers.
No, back in the day, that shit would happen today.
Yeah, and I mean, my whole thing is, you know, when does that go too far? Like, I think that whole scenario went too far. Now, if it was true what she said, I think he went too far and she went too far. Somebody should have been a bigger person and said, well, let me step away from this. You know what I'm saying? Because
no, you should have been asking her where her car at.
No, that was just it. I seen the car right there, and it was just like parked on the side. So I seen her get out of it.
Did you seem upset?
Hey, Cass.
To him?
Cass.
No, no.
Did she have a booty?
Man, listen to him.
I'm asking her, honestly, did she have a booty?
What difference does it make if she had a booty? Y'all could have lost her life that night. The hell if she had a booty or not?
Hold on, y'all. Let him ask his question.
Did she have a booty? That's why you didn't recognize, really see the other, all the cars.
No, it wasn't like that, dog. For real. I mean, this is a family friend. I don't even look at her like that.
I ain't been on this. Okay, so when she hopped out that car, did she seem upset?
No, she didn't at all. Like I said, she looked, she seen me, she said, hey. She said, hey. And I said, hey to her, and she said, hey, give me a ride. So I'm like, okay. And like I said, she walked back to the car, she got her bag out the car, and she came and she got in the car.
And she was not upset?
No, she didn't start saying nothing about him until we pulled off. When we pulled off, by this time we in traffic, and that's when she was like, motherfucker going to try to disrespect me. I'm like,
so what was he at all that time?
He was in the car following him.
Before all that happened, when she got in the car, before she got in the car with him, where was he at?
He was in the gas station.
Oh, okay. So see, had you had she told you while y'all was sitting there at the gas station, you'd have never let her get in. You know what I'm saying? You'd have never took off with her. You'd have been like, oh.
Nah, I would have never took off because I'm like exactly. I said, first of all, I ain't had no pistol on me, so I didn't know what he had. So
right.
you know,
I
wouldn't have gotten in bed with no shit like that.
Walking from her car, when all this jumped off and you just happened to pull up, and she didn't seem upset from going to get that bag and getting into your car. She didn't seem upset no type of way?
No, she actually, when she seen me, she smiled. She said, oh, hey. And then she was
right.
like, give me a ride.
I'm saying
she,
at that point, she was on some bullshit. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
No, I agree with you 110%. I know
she
exactly what she did. I know exactly what she did. She was on some bullshit. She figured like shit. Like, okay, shit. I mean, I just came out the car wash. My shit shining and shit. I'm like, okay. She like, okay. Let me fuck with him. Like I said, I assume it was like, all right, he fucking with my ego. Let me fuck with his.
Right.
You don't play with nobody's life like that.
Right. You don't use
nobody's life. Man, her ass would have been put the fuck out right when
she
everyone
would have been
fell
in
out of her lips.
Y'all got put out fast, quick.
I mean, okay, everybody's saying that, but like I said, if it's a family friend and you not knowing the situation, you gonna put a family friend out?
Bye and bye.
You damn stupid.
You're not giving
no.
my time.
Hold on. It's with the ones with the cell. Hold on.
Bullshit. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Okay, y'all keep saying that, but if you didn't know the situation.
Right, okay,
if I
didn't know the situation,
but you
know
I was
only
in
what
track.
You told. If I didn't know the situation, okay, it's a difference. If I didn't know the situation. But as soon as I figure out what the situation was, I ain't going to lose my life.
By the time I figured out what the
I guess I'm just
not listening, Emma.
You ain't getting in my
You're not listening. If you by the time I found out the situation, we were already at the destination. So there was not no... I mean, like I said, it was right down the street. It wasn't the, I mean, it was... When I say literally right down the street, it was right down the street.
Wow.
Well, she could have walked past right down the street. She wouldn't have got in my car.
Okay, y'all saying that, but I mean,
I'm 100% serious too.
I mean, okay, for you to see a family friend who and you not knowing that the situation is ruined, you okay? All right, I hear you. Thank you. I mean, somebody really understands me here because y'all
what
talking on the lines of. I mean, because it's the truth. That's being y'all just some dog ass motherfuckers. Yeah, if I'm walking and y'all see
friend.
Me and
you
I'm supposed to be
family.
Cool with y'all, y'all ain't gonna give me a ride?
I would. I feel what you're saying. Because, like I said, if she had told you what the situation was before you pulled off, you'd have never pulled off with her in your vehicle. She knew what she was doing, and exactly like you said, he fucked with her ego based on what she said, told you, and so that's what she was doing. She seen somebody that she knew, and she took advantage of the situation. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And she knew exactly what she was doing. When you pulled off and was in traffic, that's when she went on ahead and told you the story, especially since the destination was so close. You know what I mean? So, yeah, you're not going to just tell, you know what I'm saying? You're not going to just pull over on the motherfucking middle of Michigan.
Okay, first of all, she wasn't stranded. She got out of the car. She went to the car and got her bag. She could have went back to that car for all I cared.
I mean, really?
Okay.
Close family friend, she wouldn't put you in a position like that without speaking about it.
It's a two-way
street. Like, yo, I got a situation. Run me home. That would have been the first thing coming out of her head. That's why I said, was she upset?
Okay,
she didn't
once
get in the car
again,
upset and went and got her bag. Family, no family.
Once again, I'm going to try to explain this one more time. I'm not saying none of y'all wrong, but I'm saying from my point of view, I didn't look at it like that. And, I mean, my thing is, wouldn't nobody else look at it like this if it's a person you thought was a friend? No,
right,
in hindsight,
exactly.
To look at it, yeah, you did put me in some bullshit. But in the initial part of it, you didn't know nothing. You didn't see nothing wrong. No, you wouldn't have thought that a person would put you in that type of bullshit.
Yeah, and you did exactly right. And when she got her ass whooped.
No, when she got out
of
that car, I would have been asking her why she can't get a ride back in her own car. What's wrong with your car?
Okay, never mind. Never mind.
No, I'm talking about it was a family friend. You gonna think ain't nothing wrong. She thinking that okay, she needs
no,
some help.
No,
I'm gonna be on the side of cautious.
If you see her in a car, you gonna think naturally, what's wrong with your car? I'ma ask you.
Right. I mean, but if she just saying,
okay,
well, where are you going? Or
hold up, you gonna help? So let me ask you. If I seen you, and you see me get out of the car, and I say, hey, now we didn't grow up together. Hey, let me get a ride. And I walk back to the car, and I get my stuff out the car. You don't see nobody else in that car, and you see me. Say, hey, let me get a ride. You automatically, you're going to just look at me and say, no, what's wrong with your car?
Mm-hmm. Why don't you know, first of all,
who ain't
getting in my car?
I'm going to ask you what's going on. Are you just offering to see me?
God,
I'm
so full of shit.
Hold on. Listen to this. I'm going to ask you, why did you go up there in that front car and get yourself, where was you going in the first place until you see me? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask questions.
Exactly.
You know what
I'm saying?
Why did you go get yourself out that car to come get in my car? What's going on? That's keeping it 100.
Well, I'm
sure
I would have
asked.
That ain't keeping it nowhere near 100.
Because if a motherfucker was sitting there, you cool with a motherfucker, you're not going to sit there and tell me you're going to sit there and do all that. I mean, yeah, you're going to question it, but you ain't going to sit there and keep your damn doors locked and your windows up. Talk about, well, what's wrong?
Cassie, they're basically telling you that they keep walking down the damn street, that damn rainwater gonna splash all on your ass.
Right.
If I haven't seen you in a long time and you a family friend, I'ma say I don't know. I'm cautious. I'm asking questions first. I'm sorry, you're not gonna get in my car because I'm thinking first of all, I'm a female. I don't know what you want. It's too much going on.
You coming from a car into your car. I'm going to ask you, do you need a tow truck?
I'm back.
Is it
well, y'all got the wrong
I mean,
close family friends there. I'm glad I'm not
right.
one of y'all family friends. God damn.
Hold on a second. I've been sitting back. I'm listening. And in that situation, I would have to ask questions myself.
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on. So what you telling me, dog, is that you wouldn't open the door? You wouldn't open the door. You wouldn't unlock the door. Then you left the window up. Window up, door locked. Tell me what's wrong.
No,
that's
I'm
a female.
Hold on, y'all.
It's a female now. It's a female that you didn't grow up with, that you know is like a close family friend. You gonna leave the window up and the door locked?
No, I didn't say that.
What about the vehicle that she's in? My first question would be,
what's wrong with your car?
What's wrong with your car? Exactly.
Amen.
What would be my first question?
Let's turn the car straight. You say you need a phone in
your
car?
What, you going to leave the car?
I'm not finna try to push it.
I wouldn't give a fuck what was wrong with the car. Did you ask me no question? God damn. Teachers would have asked, what's wrong with your car? Are you all right?
Next person.
Did y'all not hear any of this conversation other than what y'all wanted to hear?
No, we heard everything.
By the time she got in the car, when I pulled, like I said, maybe I made the initial mistake of assuming. Before the situation could even, I'm like, hey, well, That's when she said, well, this motherfucker, now, by this time, before I could ask the question, I'm just trying to get, I'm in traffic. I'm in traffic. Straight
okay,
out the parking lot.
Out.
You said what?
She wasn't walking on the side of the road or walking in the street or nothing. So you won't, you know, naturally you'll give somebody like that a ride because, okay, something must have happened. But y'all was at a gas station. She got out of her car or what you
thank
saw
her.
Was her car.
Right.
So, I mean,
okay.
You have to think what's going
she
on.
Got out
my
the
first
passenger.
Thing is
she
to
had
think.
To get out the passenger seat.
Okay, she got out a car by herself. It wasn't like the you know what? You motherfuckers just not listening.
So this one with the phone. You need a phone call? You need a phone.
Listening.
Okay.
I was at a gas station.
I agree with you.
Okay, first of all, fuck
the
tow truck.
You
fuck the car. I'm not finna pay you no. I'm not finna help you pay for no tow truck. Now, I will give you a ride, just like if I saw one
no,
of you motherfuckers.
No.
No, me. I can't finish my sentence. I'm not letting you use shit. If I'm knowing you like that, I'll give you a ride. I mean, that's just me. Bottom line.
And
now,
number
I didn't
one,
say
passes
I was...
the car straight.
You said what?
Exactly. I don't get it.
Ask if the car, if she's straight. Did she need a pay
did
charge?
You,
did
you,
need...
you not hear what the fuck I said?
I didn't say
he didn't
you
care.
Said.
He didn't care.
You better get it right.
He saw her
ass,
and that was it.
I don't. Okay, now it's not an ass. Now y'all really got me fucked up because it ain't about no ass.
I mean, at the end of the day, that whole thought process kind of like went out the window because he's a friend.
You said what?
I said the whole thought process went clean out the window because he's a friend. I'm saying she's out of car, getting out the car by herself. Gets the bag and hops in your vehicle. I'm saying at what point do you say, is your vehicle straight?
I don't know. What point do you not understand when I'm saying I didn't give a fuck about her vehicle? I was just being courteous.
That's the whole point. That right there is the whole point. In case
what the major of us are
talking about.
Initially,
the problem stems right at that very moment that she like, give me a ride. That's where the problem started.
No, let me tell you
where
the problem started. Let me tell you where the problem started at. The problem started when I brought this conversation up because there ain't none of you motherfuckers listening to what the fuck I'm saying.
Whatever. You don't understand your own question.
You
don't understand
your own question.
You see. You see, you guys are women, so you guys are women. You guys are cautious like that amongst anybody.
Yeah,
you
mean
like
that?
I can understand
what you're saying. But he's just saying as a family friend, as a man, you know what I'm saying? Now,
okay, let's
me,
flip it. If she would have been a dude, would he would have gave her a ride?
Yeah. If
him
it was a family friend, yes, I'd have gave him a ride.
Well, when his car's sitting right there, you wouldn't have asked him what's going on with your car?
Goddamn, you motherfuckers. Is y'all not listening? You know what? I'm not listening. You motherfuckers is not listening.
Exactly. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
A dude wasn't going to jump in another dude's car trying to prove a point like that. You know what I mean? So it's
exactly.
We're not even getting to that point. It's not even to that point. He don't know none of that, remember?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, Cass. I'm on your side. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
No, if she would have been walking on the side of the street and I rode past and it's an old family friend,
you know
that's
what?
A difference.
But
I probably would have given a ride.
At the end of the day, like my man Marley Marl said, me and you think totally different.
Exactly.
Amen.
Right. Case closed.
Men are from Mars.
And women are from damn Venus.
That's all right.
Don't have to even look at none of you motherfuckers for a way home.
Whatever.
It's not like that.
Straight up. If you were my friend, you would ask me if I was straight. Because, you know, my vehicle on pay with it. You know,
can we all just get along?
I don't know. That's why he was giving a ride to make sure she was straight.
We all understand
she didn't
that
care about him.
Closed.
That
right.
case was
and
closed.
You know what? At the end of the day, I understand what all you all are saying. I agree with you all, because evidently
you
didn't give two fucks about me to put me in that predicament. But me, in that, on the other hand, I was just trying to be a friend.
Right. But we understand.
Right.
Case closed.
Mm-hmm. She was wrong. You didn't do nothing wrong. She was wrong.
She knew what time it was when she asked for that ride.
Uh-huh, and she got her ass whooped for it, too.
Right.
and thank goodness you got away without nothing happening to you. That's what it really all boils down to, because that motherfucker could have been crazy. And if anything, she knows how crazy he is. She knows he's crazy enough to follow her and beat her ass, so that means she knows he's crazy enough to follow her and do something to you, too. You know what I'm saying?
To the one that was fucked up.
Try to stab herself in her face.
Like I said, it's over now, but hey, I'm just
it's
saying.
It's over now. It's over now.
All right, ew, we got to get off this damn show, you motherfuckers.
Wow. You a good friend, though.
Yeah, he is. All of y'all are. I like all Sin City. I love Sin City.
I love it, too. I just make sure I don't maybe on the damn side of the road with y'all mother.
Hey,
I'm going to ask none of you
them.
Motherfuckers yeah. for a goddamn ride.
Hell no.
What's going on? I just need a ride down the street, motherfucker.
What's your point of that?
You can walk down the street.
You had them in your hand.
Evil fucker.
Time, where you at, dog?
I'm right.
Got my damn mouth hurting again. Fucking with these damn crazy ass people. Damn, sure.
We love you too. We love you too. Move on.
Oh, man. All
right, man. Let's, all right, Liquor Store, you got your last words for us?
Yeah, man. Good show. Good show. Y'all was all over the place tonight. I'll be back next week. Y'all already know. Can you see the bitches?
Wick, you got any last words, man?
Great show as usual. Catch y'all next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Marty Maul.
Yeah, last what's word. Going on? Good show, you know. Nice talking to y'all.
You too.
I know I keep my damn car in good condition, messing around with y'all. And, I can talk to y'all next week.
Well, hey Marty, thanks for being willing to give me a ride, though, bro. I appreciate that.
All right,
that.
Man, big up. I got you anytime, bro.
Man.
Peaches, you got any last words?
Yes, it was a good night. Enjoyed everybody, and y'all be safe, and I'll see y'all here to y'all on Tuesday. Sin City all day.
All right, Sin, you got any last words?
Good night, all.
Good night.
All right, what you got, man?
You forgot the name.
She you want to ride?
She hung up.
You said what?
She hung up.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, okay. Sin City, y'all.
Sin City.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening on the internet. We doing the same thing next Tuesday. Peace.